Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, 2 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Chronicles, the 28th chapter. The men of Israel took captive 200,000 of their relatives, women, sons, and daughters. They also took much spoil from them and brought the spoil to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded, and he went out to meet the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Behold, because the Lord, the God of your fathers, was angry with Judah, he gave them into your hand. But you have killed them in a rage that has reached up to heaven. And now you intend to subjugate the people of Judah and Jerusalem, male and female, as your slaves. Have you not sins of your own against the Lord your God? Now hear me and send back the captives from your relatives whom you have taken, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you." Certain chiefs also of the men of Ephraim, Azariah the son of Johanan, Berechiah the son of Meshulamoth, Jezekiah the son of Shalom, and Amasa the son of Hadlai, stood up against those who were coming from the war and said to them, "You shall not bring the captives in here, for you propose to bring upon us guilt against the Lord, in addition to our present sins and guilt. For our guilt is already great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel." So the armed men left the captives and the spoil before the princes and all the assembly. And the men who have been mentioned by name rose and took the captives. And with the spoil they clothed all who were naked among them. They clothed them, gave them sandals, provided them with food and drink, and anointed them, and carrying all the feeble among them on donkeys, they brought them to their kinsfolk at Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned to Samaria. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A very, very ugly chapter in the life of God's people. The nation, through civil war, divided, and things got downright nasty. Kings of both factions did evil in God's eyes, just as the people committed atrocities against each other. Now, God used one nation against another as the sword that brings justice, giving one people into the hand of the other, but they went far beyond that, killing in a rage so strong that it reached up into the heavens, raiding families for the spoils of war, subjugating civilian male and female prisoners of war to slave labor, taking their own relatives away from their lands to be enslaved. And it brought the fierce wrath of God upon them. So how about you, soldier? How has your rage been these days? Have you been racking up the spoils of war? Have you been taking prisoners? Have you cut down your enemy in hate, even your own brethren in the faith? Have you hoarded up the spoils of war, bringing down defeat so that you can take their pride and rub their nose in it, and then treasure their guilt and shame as you strip them bare? Just look at all the likes and reactions that you're getting for tearing them to shreds. Have you thrown them in shackles and dragged them off prisoners of your conquest to win victory at all costs. So God asks, have you not sins of your own against the Lord your God? And now, rather than being armed with the Word of God, like a two-edged sword that brings repentance and gives forgiveness, instead, you have used it only to dash your enemies to pieces. You give no quarter. You show no mercy. You grant no clemency to pardon. Only crucifixion will suffice. And for this, the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. God has every right to strike us down where we stand for our sins against our neighbors. He has every right to pour down His fierce wrath upon our heads, to be held captive in hell, to be stripped of all that we have, left to hunger and to thirst outside His gates. But what does He do instead? What does He do instead? He sends His Son to rescue us from the very condemnation that we have earned. The fiercest of God's wrath against sin is placed upon His own Son, Christ. He is imprisoned, scourged, mocked, jeered, spat on, pierced for our transgressions against our neighbor. Led off to be crucified at the hands of His own enemies. And when He could have called down legions of armies to storm down and dash us to pieces, instead, He intercedes for us in prayer. And He pours Himself out until there is nothing left of Him to give. Naked, thirsting, suffering as the very breath is taken from His body. For me, for you, for your enemies, to end our war with God and to end our civil war with one another, to make us one, to give us and pour out His peace upon us. Yes, the world will see. The world will see and even be brought to faith when they see this kingdom like no other. Because by His stripes, we as a people have been healed. Wounds that become scars that testify to His unending love for us. At the font, we are united and we are cleansed and we are healed. At the altar, the many grains become one loaf, the many grapes become one cup. A kingdom of all nations and tribes and languages, ruled by the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. Clothed in baptism, fed at His table, sandals placed upon our feet to lead us home. Captives set free from sin. The chains of death now broken. Rescued from the evil one. And this love and this mercy, it reaches up into the heavens, just as it reaches down to our neighbors. Yes, we need soldiers at this time. those who will fight the good fight of faith. But our enemy is not of flesh and blood. So we fight for our neighbors. We lay down our lives for them. We care for the wounded. We rescue those in harm's way, and we set the captives free. Granting forgiveness, we loose the bonds. Mercy given becomes mercy shown. We clothe the naked. We feed the hungry. We give drink to those who thirst. We put sandals on their feet, and for the feeble, we lift them up to bring them home. And we go home together. We go home together, a city of palm trees, a heavenly Jerusalem. No more war, no more pandemic, no more hate, no more division, only peace, only love, only hope. In the kingdom where we belong, where there is a river of life that flows through the middle of the city streets. And on either side of the street is a tree of life. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and His servants will worship Him there. They will see His face, and His name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no longer. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever together. So have no fear. Have no fear, your King is coming soon, and He is bringing His kingdom with Him. And He will bind you up, and He will heal your wounds, and He will set you free. Free to live with Him in His unified kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Kip and Tammy Bauduin, who serve the Lord in the Ukraine. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.